another break. Maggie Dawn will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. New developments as authorities intensify the investigation into New York's Gilgo Beach murder case. Authorities have ID'd a woman whose remains were found as far back as 1996, some near where the bodies were found on Long Island that have been linked to an apparent serial killer. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney.
We were able to identify Fire Island Jane Doe as Karen Vergata, who was 34 years old at the time of her disappearance.
The Gilgo Beach suspect is charged in connection with three killings and suspected in a fourth. Now to Moscow, and a story just in, Russia's top opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been sentenced to a further 19 years behind bars, convicted of extremism charges. Employers tacked on 187,000 jobs last month. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick says it's not clear what this economic note from the government could mean for interest rates.
With the July report coupled with recent data on job openings, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will likely continue to describe the job market as very tight. A steady job market is good for workers, but continues to be a concern for employers and central bankers.
The summer's blistering heat impacting refinery production, just one of the things driving up gas prices 30 cents a gallon over the past month. Nell Cryer lives in Austin, Texas.
The more you pay for gas, the less you have for groceries, the less you have for entertainment, the less you have for other things that you would like to do.
At former President Trump's arraignment yesterday, the judge set later on this month for the next hearing. CBS's John Dickerson says the Trump team wants more time.
Remember, this is a case where much of the most damning evidence against the former president is from people in his inner circle. And so that's a tough job for his lawyers to go through all of that. Plus, they've got all these other cases. This is a case where there's a lot of work. And so it doesn't seem crazy to ask for more time to go through all of the material.
This morning, nine members of Congress toured Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, scene of the 2018 massacre. And today, as part of a civil suit, CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says there will be a reenactment.
There will be nearly 140 shots fired from a weapon similar to that used by the shooter. What they are trying to do is capture what that would sound like from the perspective of the school resource officer, Scott Peterson, the former school resource officer, who is accused of not doing his job and of failing to engage the shooter and possibly save lives. He has said all along that he did not know where the shots were coming from, but parents have said, look, he had to have known which building they were coming from.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Milwaukee County Executive wants to strike a deal concerning the Brewers' ballpark, but hasn't specified the terms yet. David Crowley expressed concern about American Family Field being left vacant if the team were to leave. Some city leaders, including a group of Milwaukee aldermen, are hesitant to use public funds for the ballpark. The 2023 Wisconsin State Fair has introduced a rule change requiring teens and children under 18 to be accompanied by a parent after 5 p.m. The rule was in place last year as well, but now applies specifically after 5. Tonight's headline act is Shaggy with Salt and Pepper. Brookfield native Joe Thomas is being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. He started his football journey playing for Brookfield Central and later represented the Wisconsin Badgers before being drafted to the Cleveland Browns. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. Civicmedia.us KSLGiveBlood.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 62, highs around 83. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Cooler Monday with highs in the upper 70s and scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
To As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. We're here with Maggie Dawn. And just a reminder, we are going to play the State Fair game again. We're going to play at the end of the show.
Yes.
So at 11:50, if you want to win some State Fair tickets and categorize some food that you would devour, eat for the rest of your life, or banish to the depths of hell, we will be doing that at 11:50. And at the next segment, Matt Miller is here going to be with for his pop culture update. And of course, we're going to talk about his reviews of Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Barbenheimer.
Maggie, have you seen either of those movies yet?
I have not. I tend to sometimes sort of ostrich myself, put my head in the ground to like tune out buzz on stuff so okay. that when I have time to get around to seeing it, I can consume it and make my own judgments about things.
That's very mature.
Because I've been so busy. I was sort of like, oh, this thing's happening and it's Greta Gerwig and like super cool. And I used to think Barbie was lame because she looked like an alien with no genitalia and whatever. Like my mom would buy me dolls.
And never a doll person?
Well, this is what I'd do with them. I'd like dress them up exactly as they were supposed to look on the box and be like, well, I'm done now. What do I do? And I'd like put them on the shelf. And I was like, you mean I'm supposed to, like, don't I win? Like, it's exactly like it looks on the box, right? That, which tells you all you need to know about my type A, you know, like, not super creative.
Didn't play much.
No.
Just like, it looks good. This is what I'm supposed to do.
I've won, right? I get an A.
It's finished now.
Correct.
You're like, give me another project.
Yeah, give me those Lincoln Logs. Let me go build something.
I have not seen it yet. I'm seeing Barbie tomorrow. I don't know. We're going to see Oppenheimer, but I don't know when, but
very cool.
I'm a little behind on the, I'm the opposite of you. I have seen and received so much of the zeitgeist of it,
yes,
of the narrative around people's thoughts about it. I'm certainly not going in as a blank slate, but I don't care.
And you've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Well, it's specifically because it's a feminist movie.
Right.
And some of the feedback as far as, like, I think people taking kids to it, it's not a kids movie. As far as, maybe it is visually just because it is so pink and it is so, but, like, the jokes, the message is layered in our relationship with feminism, with womanism, with dolls and all this stuff. So I as someone who was a gender studies major, I'm very excited about this.
Well, to me, there's a lot of different art forms that can be viewed at various different age and maturity levels, and you're going to see and understand the material in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you come from a fourth wave feminist frame and you've studied this, like, you're going to pick up on all of these things that are layered apparently into this movie. If you're a 10-year-old girl, you may come away with the overall sensibility that I don't need a man and I can do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder the GOP hates this movie.
Hates it.
The Christian right is, like, losing its mind. That's what I've picked up is that.
And Ben Shapiro, like, burning Barbies, apparently, now.
Honestly, some of the comments I've seen, what was my favorite one? The feminist agenda is going to destroy us all.
Wasn't it something like intersectional? Intersectionality
was.
Feminism,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And but I was like, I don't know what Yellowstoning is though.
What is it?
I never heard of it. I Googled it and it came up with Yellowstone National Park. So
of course, so, right.
Also, Angel Reese was the name that we were thinking of before, as far as the LSU
we're giving you
superstar.
Snaps, Angel Reese. So beautiful. I loved it. Yeah.
All right. Well, what was, before we have to let you go,
yeah,
any final topic that you want
to? So my other tie to finding this 2,000-year-old tomb of the female goddess warrior and what it says about how we teach and understand things was, of course, let's talk about Florida banning books in elementary schools. And everybody remembers the little friendly Arthur series of books.
Like Arthur the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a show, too.
Yeah. Isn't he like an aardvark or something?
Yeah.
Arthur the aardvark.
Like, about as harmless and lovely and warm fuzzies as you can possibly get. Well, not in Clay County, Florida.
Oh, God.
Clay County School District Library Media Services Manual discusses how challenged materials have to be presented. Well, this weirdo... filed a complaint and challenged Arthur's birthday. Protect children. It is not appropriate to discuss spin the bottle with elementary school children. So there is a reference in the birthday. He's figuring out who to invite. And it was kind of like, well, invite all these different people and we'll play spin the bottle. Now, if a child reads that and they haven't been to a boy and girl party where spin the bottle connotes maybe kissing someone else, it wouldn't have any meaning other than like a reference to this game. But there's this... He goes off on this total rant. He goes, not okay for K-5 kids. I was like, how many 5-year-olds do you know that are like, oh, yeah, I can read Arthur without assistance right now. They're 5-year-olds. Yeah. And how many 5-year-olds would know what spin the bottle is? To me, there's so much projection of adult understandings of sexuality onto children's materials. It's like, you weirdos, stop putting your own sexuality in the middle of the discussion of early childhood educational material.
Well, and that's what I wonder when Pixar movies, because like in all the best kids movies of the last 15 or 20 years, there's been two levels, right?
There's adult themes in there too.
It's adult jokes that just go right
SpongeBob.
Over.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. And
you
like,
want to have a good time. You get stoned. You watch SpongeBob at home. You will laugh your butt off. And not a single kid would ever understand any of the nuance. I mean, we could talk about SpongeBob. Like, what's exactly going on in that underwater universe there? Right? Like, it just give me a break. And by the way, this is the same state where a similar nutbag banned Amanda Gorman's poem.
I know.
It's just, we have lost our ever-loving senses.
We have lost the plot. All right, Maggie Don, we have to let you go. I hope you have an excellent vacation day. You've earned it. We are so happy to have you as our friend, as our colleague. Listen to the Maggie Don Show Monday through Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And call in. She'll take all your calls. She even takes CJ's calls, which we don't do anymore.
I do. And then I cut his butt off.
All right, we'll be back with Matt Miller after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News brief. A cyber attack has disrupted hospital computer systems in five states, California, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Texas, Pennsylvania, forcing some emergency rooms to close and ambulances to be diverted. Top Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny has been sentenced to an additional 19 years in prison by a court in Moscow. New York's Gilgo Beach murder investigation. Authorities have ID'd remains that may date back more than 25 years.
Ms. Brigada went missing at approximately February 14th, 1996. At the time, she lived on West 45th Street in Manhattan and was believed to be working as an escort at the time of her disappearance.
Employers added 187,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Overall, this report does show that the labor market is slowing down. Whether it's slowing down enough for the Federal Reserve to hold tight at their September meeting, we'll have to wait and see.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The search for a missing kayaker in Lower Namabin Lake has come to an end. Waukesha County rescue teams discovered the man's body yesterday, and he had been missing since Tuesday. He wasn't wearing a life jacket. Two children who were also on the kayak with him were wearing life jackets and managed to hold onto the kayak after it capsized. Government is catching up to retailers with a new way to pay for bus trips coming to the area.
The cities of Milwaukee and Racine worked together to get a $160,000 state grant to be used to introduce a touchless fare payment service on buses. Transit leaders say the collaboration in the grant writing process ensures regional integration, user-friendliness, and an equitable travel experience. The new payment system will be implemented early next year, enabling passengers to pay their bus fare using a mobile app or smart card. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Nutner. And it's that time of the month when we welcome Matt Miller, culture editor for On Milwaukee, to give us a pop culture update. And I think it's pretty obvious what we're going to talk about this week. It has to be Barbenheimer, because I'm assuming you have thoughts, Mr.
What?
Matt
we're
Miller.
Not talking about the we're not talking about the Haunted Mansion movie?
Is that out yet?
I have 15 pages of Disney's Haunted Mansion to talk about. Let's talk Barbenheimer.
Let's talk about that. How are you doing?
I'm great. I am broadcasting live from East Lansing right now.
You sound great.
That's great. I'm glad to hear it. Holiday Inn Wi-Fi. You're doing great. We are on the Miller Boys annual baseball trip, so we are seeing some exciting professional. We saw the Shohei Ohtani show last night, which was quite the show.
If
you get a chance to see him live, highly recommend it. He lives up to the hype.
All right. Well, which one? What did you do? The double feature. Did you see them back to
back? I did not do the official Barbenheimer. And I will say this, I don't think people should do the Barbenheimer double feature. Have both of you, have you seen either of the movies yet?
No, I'm seeing Barbie tomorrow, and then we may see Oppenheimer Sunday. We're trying to figure out when we can see Oppenheimer, but I don't have time to do two movies back to back these days.
Part of it is it's a 5-hour double feature at minimum, because I mean Oppenheimer is 3 hours long, tip to tail, and Barbie is still 2 hours long, so it's a long day. But also, these are dense movies. Oppenheimer has a lot on its mind. Barbie, for a movie that is fun and light and, you know, based on a Mattel toy, has a lot on its mind. These are movies that afterwards you want to sit down and talk about them and, you know, have a drink over them. You don't want to immediately get ushered into a new theater and reset your brain. I think I would highly recommend either seeing one or the other. I recommend seeing both. They're both really good movies. But Oppenheimer is going to be on my top 10 at the end of the year. Barbie, I really enjoyed that. It's a really fun time, really thoughtful time. Ryan Gosling really going for it in that movie.
Do you think the hype is real that he could get nominated for an Oscar for this movie?
It'll be a hard thing to pull off, because the Oscars famously do not respect comedy. And Ryan Gosling's role is distinctly comedy. There is no real like dramatic. There's no like moment where you can be like, ah, look, he's really trying to have a big dramatic moment. He's so sincere in the movie. It's like he's waited his whole life to play Ken the doll. But he plays it great. But I have a hard time seeing, you know, the Oscars being like, we're going to nominate this important serious actor, this important serious performance, this important serious performance, and Ryan Gosling as Ken. Like, I don't think he even got nominated for, he barely got nominated for La La Land. And that was their favorite movie of that year.
Yeah. But, because when has it? Because Melissa McCarthy was nominated for Bridesmaids, right?
Yes, but it's very rare.
It's
very,
very
rare.
Like it happens every once in a while. I'm trying to think of other off the top of my
head.
And
it's also Renee Zellweger got nominated for Bridget Jones's Diary. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. got nominated for Tropic Thunder. But those were kind of special
circumstances. We don't talk about that very much.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder came out at exactly the moment it could come out and at no time after. the interesting thing about that nomination is that that year they didn't care about the rest of the nominations, because that was the Heath Ledger and Dark Knight year. So Best Supporting Actor, it was Heath Ledger and I don't know, do whatever you want for the rest of the nominees. So a comedy could sneak in there, and maybe something like that will happen this year where there's a performance where it's like, oh, that guy's winning, doesn't even matter. And then voters get a little bit more creative, a little bit more like, oh, like we can throw in somebody interesting like a Ryan Gosling in Barbie. I do think you're going to see it get nominated for some Oscars, though, especially in the production design area. In the like, watching that movie is outstanding. Like, it is just delightful to watch a movie with that much color, that much kind of set design. It's remarkable. And it only cost $100 million to make, which for Hollywood budgets nowadays is chump change.
Well, and it's interesting, like, does it... Like, Greta Gerwig has not missed yet. Does, like, I feel like that's not talked about enough as far as how, like, she started as an actress, if I'm correct, like, actress, kind of writer, and, like, debut film was Lady Bird, and then Little Women, and now this. And so, like, how rare is that, male or female, to have a writer-director who just, her learning curve was like, nope, never mind, I've arrived from the get-go.
Well, she had done a lot of stuff in the kind of indie core scene. She had worked with a lot of the Duplasses.
Okay.
You were cutting out a little, you might have already said that. But yeah, I mean, she is, I mean, when it comes to mainstream directorial debuts, writer, director, she's 2 for 2 on Best Picture nominations.
Right.
She's incredible. And that's kind of, that's what we kind of hope the lesson is from Barbenheimer this past weekend is, the hope is that Hollywood will see this and say that writers and directors and performers are what you should be investing in. This is what got people excited to go to the movies last weekend. It wasn't a Barbie movie. A Barbie movie would have made fine money, but a Greta Gerwig Barbie movie starring Ryan Gosling and Margot Robbie, that got people excited. It got people thinking maybe this isn't just going to be a brand movie. And same with Oppenheimer. An Oppenheimer movie makes no money without Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
That movie doesn't exist. It doesn't get made. It certainly isn't 3 hours long. And it certainly doesn't make $80 million in its opening weekend. The hope is that they see this and they're like, okay, we got to invest in stars and in writers, directors who have a creative vision that gets people excited to go to theaters. And we need to back those visions. But Mattel has already announced that they're making a Polly Pocket movie with Emily from Paris, written and directed by Lena Dunham, which, like, doesn't feel like they quite grasped what we liked about, you know, this movie. I mean,
it's like,
I'm
it's
kind
like
of intrigued
almost...
by the Lena Dunham side of it.
It's I didn't know almost Lena Dunham there, was still doing
but
so.
Also,
that's like a
like,
name I haven't heard in a little bit.
Do a Polly Pocket movie now from this? Like, is this, was this the dream of Barbenheimer?
Well, that I saw that. Did you see we were I was going to talk about this and then Maggie stuck around, but did you see that today on Apple Plus a Beanie Baby movie's coming out?
Yeah, I'm tired of movies about things getting made.
Yeah.
Like we had the Flamin' Hot Cheetos movie, we've had the Air Jordan movie. I just cannot. I don't need to see products getting paid anymore.
We also had Blackberry.
Like we had the Tetris movie.
We also had Tetris. Like just, there was a pinball machine that was actually very good. The pinball movie was good. I forgot exactly what that one was called, but that was more about how pinball used to be illegal.
Like it's like somebody watched. Yeah, that's almost interesting. But it's like everybody watched History Channel's How Stuff Gets Made, and they're like, we need to make movies out of all of this, and we really don't. The How the Stuffs Get Made on History Channel works fine enough on its own.
So going back to your point, as far as because what I find so interesting of Barbenheimer, because I saw your tweet saying the exact thing that you had just said, as far as like what the lesson should be is that you invest in talent, you invest in writers, you invest in directors, you invest in stars, and that it is that it's not just big superhero movies that can have incredible opening weekends. People want good movies. They want good stories. And simultaneously, this is happening with the first time the writers and actors have been striking since 1960. And do you have faith that the studios will hear that that will be what they take away from this versus the things that we've been hearing is like, we're going to bleed them dry. Like, we will wait them out until they lose their houses.
I revert you back to my Polly Pocket movie line of discourse. I don't think so. And a big part of the strikes right now is that we are dealing with tech companies in this. These are not just studios. We're dealing with Netflix, which is a tech company.
Yeah.
It's not really a proper studio. You're dealing with Amazon, who doesn't care about its film and TV development. And if it doesn't make money on that side, they don't care because that's 5% of the money they make. And Apple, who, you know, they are a tech company. They are not an entertainment studio. They're fine dragging this out as long as possible because all they really care about is their streaming services in the case of Netflix and, you know, getting people to buy their other products and things of that nature. They don't care as much about the entertainment side of things, at least as much as like a Warner Brothers needs to care about it or a Universal needs to care. I just don't see these CEOs caring about the industry. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like in the 1940s and the olden days of Hollywood that there was a purity of artistic vision running these studios. Like, that's definitely not the case. They were still, you know, cheap, and they would still pinch every penny possible and exploit the heck out of people. But at least back then, there was a feeling of art. There was a feeling of I am creating something that, you know, will hopefully be meaningful. And I don't think there's any of that right now with these CEOs. I just think they just view this as an industry they can, you know, scrap for parts, break apart a union, and make it cheaper for the next CEOs down the line.
Well, and it's interesting that you make that distinction because that is true, right? Like for some of the companies that are Netflix, they're still, their product is still the content that they put out, unlike Amazon and Apple. But we saw with A24, which if people listening are not familiar, is a incredible independent studio that makes
Moonlight, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes, every kind of like indie, cool, gritty film that you gets nominated. Like, I feel like every year they have at least one thing that's nominated for Best Picture.
They've become like a genre on themselves.
Yes, and
like,
they're incredible, but they've come to terms with at least SAG. I don't know if it's also with the writers, but at least with SAG, that they have met as a small independent studio comparatively to big mm-hmm. networks. They have been able to say, we can meet your demands with SAG. And so do you think there becomes different studios that break off? Or I don't really know the structure of AMPTP of like that's possible. But do you think that for different studios that aren't tech companies, that they're like, I don't want to go down, like that they don't want to go down this road?
I think, and it's important to note, I don't think A24 has signed a full-on deal with the actors and the writers. I believe it's the waivers. Like, if you're wondering why you're seeing some movies and TV shows, if you're seeing some movies still going into production and things like that, a lot of those are A24 movies, and they're signing individual production waivers for those. But those waivers do mean that they are working by the guidelines of the deals that SAG and the WGA want. So, like, they are working under what they are trying to get from the major studios. I just don't see that happening, a studio breaking off. If it were, it would have to be someone like an A24, like a small independent studio that has the muscle and the prestige and the reputation that could pull off a move like that. It would be groundbreaking. It would be historic, and it would move A24 back up to, it would move A24 up to the level of like a Universal and a Warner Brothers. Because you're striking all of those studios, come work for us. But until that officially gets signed, but these studios they work together, and these are rich dudes trying to defend their rich coffers, and trying to defend their money losing streaming services, and they will be damned if they have to release any of their streaming information and make it easier to negotiate residuals and easier to negotiate contracts. It's an existential strike right now. This is not just about money. This is about how this industry, how actors and writers and directors will be paid for their work from here until the next strike, until the next big technological entertainment revolution. And they don't want to pay more than they deem fit. And unfortunately, what they deem fit is very little.
Womp womp.
Yeah. Yay.
That's the big bummer about Barbenheimer is we had this big weekend, the fourth highest opening weekend in history, combined in terms of money. The highest weekend since Avengers Endgame. And the next week, we're talking about studios pulling movies off of the schedule because the actors can't do press tours for them.
Exactly.
And you know, hey, welcome back to theaters. Sure hope this lasts. Like, sure hope there's some new stuff for you to see in a few months. It's going to keep going. I mean, they just moved the Emmys this week.
Yep, I saw that this morning.
Those got pushed. Yeah. That got pushed probably to January. Yeah, sorry. Sorry to end on a bummer note.
Well, have fun on your Miller Boys baseball tour. Matt Miller is the culture editor for On Milwaukee. Always fun to have you here. We'll see you next month. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
All right. If you would like to win some State Fair tickets, call us now, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will play a little game with you. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court document. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th. In Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 82. Northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 62 tonight, partly cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. Chance for scattered showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And this show has flown by.
It really did.
Woo-wee.
It really did. It was great to have Maggie here.
Oh my God. So easy to talk to.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Just could talk to her all day. We decided that the three of us could go out and solve a lot of the world's problems.
Oh.
Or at least some problems in our worlds.
Absolutely. Just give us the power. It'll be fine.
It will be
fine. I'll be fine.
All right. Well, we are once again giving away some State Fair tickets because the State Fair starts next Thursday. It's here, baby people. And we have come up with a game that is similar to, a fun game that's usually played with celebrities as far as which one you would like to fornicate with, which one you'd like to marry, and which one you'd like to kill. But this is, we're giving you three new food items you can get at the State Fair.
Yep.
And one you have to choose that is something you will eat all of it, but you only have to do it once. One you have to eat for the rest of your life, and one you never get to eat and you have to banish it to hell. And who is our contestant today, Jane?
We have Mike on the line from Milwaukee. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Great. How are you ladies today?
We are great. We're ready for the weekend, Mike. All right. Are you ready to hear your options and which ones you have to You have to pick one for each category. You understand the rules?
I'm not sure I can be as good as Richard from yesterday, but I'll try my best.
All right. Well, I'm glad you were listening yesterday. All right. So your first option, the Brat and Kraut Cheese Curd Taco at Richie's Cheese Curd Tacos, consisting of a Johnsonville Brat Bites, cheddar cheese curds, sauerkraut, and beer and brat mustard in a fried flour tortilla. So that is your first option.
Sounds good.
Your second option is an Oreo crumble cookie dough on a stick that will be at Cora's Cookie Dough. I think it's supposed to be fried. I think it's fried Oreo crumble cookie dough on a stick. And your last one is bug chow mein. Bug chow mein. So yes, this is one of the bug dishes that will be at Exotic Meat. So which one are you eating all of it at once? Once for the rest of the once every day for the rest of your life, or one that you're not going to eat at all and banish to hell?
Banish. What kind of bugs are we talking about here?
I don't know.
Is that the qualifier for you, Mike?
Is that a consideration?
I need to know what kind of bugs they are.
So you'll do grasshoppers, but not ants.
All right, here we go. I got the description. Bug chow mein. Bug chow mein is swarming with insects that'll satisfy your bug craving, because we all have one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Teriyaki noodles are mixed with sautéed edible bugs like crickets, worms, ants, June bugs, and juicy sago worms. Ugh. Served with soy sauce, duck sauce, and a fortune cookie for your dining pleasure.
Juicy worm.
And there is, the picture is not appetizing.
Oh, man.
See, that's what I needed. So I'm going to go with, I'll eat that once.
You'll eat that once. Wow. Adventurous.
Bug chow mein. Oh, man.
Yeah, we'll try the bugs out.
All right.
We're going to banish to hell the fried Oreos and a stick, because you just shouldn't mess with Oreos. They're good as is.
Okay.
So that meat leaves the winner for a lifetime brat kraut tortilla.
You're going to eat that every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah, there's cheese curds in there. Why not?
The curds solve everything.
The curds and the brats every day for the rest of your life. Just so, such a cliche, Mike from Milwaukee. All right. Well, stay on the line. Jane is going to get your information so we can get you your tickets for the Wisconsin State Fair. Thank you for calling and thank you for listening, Mike.
Have a good day.
You too.
Don't hang up. I need your... Okay. I need your stuff. We will have more tickets too.
We have more tickets. So we are going to be doing this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all next week. We'll probably play more than once because we have a lot of tickets. I think we had over 25. We gave two to Richard
yesterday.
We'll give two to Mike.
Yep.
But if you would like to play, it's obviously very fun and very simple.
And you can't lose.
All you have to do is make the hard choices. And
decisions.
I want to go to State Fair and make some content of trying a lot of these foods. It's just really expensive.
It's not like they have a sample day.
You know
what I mean? If they had teeny portions where you could get a taste of it for $2, but
yeah, but to buy the, cause it's like, I just will get full. I mean, this kid's starting to take up a lot of space in, in my torso, and there's only so much I can eat. Speaking of this kid, I learned how to give birth. I went to my first and only birthing class last night at Sinai.
Oh, really?
So I know a little bit more about labor.
I do feel better about it now.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I know a little bit more about all right, so what does inducing actually mean? I saw the facility, you saw the labor and delivery floor.
Okay.
Mike was with me, and we, there's a hydrotherapy tub. And of course he asked, well, are the support partners allowed to use this?
I don't think so.
It's happening.
It is. It's coming pretty quickly, my friend.
Yeah. And so it was one of those things. I think this weekend is going to be spent finally sitting still and doing stuff around the house. And be like, what do we have to get done in the next 2 months before this kid shows up? Because I think the list is a lot longer than we...
Is the nursery?
No.
Oh. Yeah, your mother hasn't come down, swooped in and...
She has things picked out, but it's not set up yet. And so
you may want to get on that.
We may get on that this weekend. There may be some rearranging, some list making. starting to actually figure out what needs to happen over the next 6 weeks.
You're going
to
need some supplies.
Because he's getting back surgery.
That's right.
And I'm probably sooner rather than later going to be big enough where it's like, I don't want to be doing any of that stuff. So we gotta get on it. What are you doing this weekend?
I am, we are going to dinner at a friend's tomorrow.
Fun.
Yeah. So I have to go grocery shopping, go pick up some, I'm making appetizers, mushroom onion tartlets.
Nice. Woo-woo. Not Fig Newtons.
They are not Fig Newtons. And someone actually texted in and suggested frozen Oreos.
Instead of Fig Newtons. Double stuffed?
They did not specify.
Let us know. Double stuffed, single stuffed, or fried on a stick.
All the important things. You can always let us know at 844-967-2789, or you can email us too at asgoeswisconsin.com.
Asgoeswisconsin at civicmedia.us.
There you go.
Thank you to Maggie Dawn for spending such a chunk of time with us today. It was super fun. Listen to her show Monday through Thursday on Civic Media at 6 p.m. Thank you to Matt Miller, who joins us once a month to give us his pop culture takes. And thank you to people who called and people who texted and being part of the show. We will be back on Monday at 10 a.m. when we will do this all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Just a matter of taste. Stop telling me the way that I gotta play. You put too much food on my plate. Come on, get up to keep getting, get down. Get up to keep getting, get down. Get up to keep getting up. Come on, get up, get up, get up. Come on, get up to keep getting, get some. Get up to keep getting, get some. Get up to keep getting, get some. There's too much food on my plate. Come on.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Center.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few big kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft.
We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor. With John Mino and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
I'm going to start working on elliptical next door here. There's a fitness room.
Yeah.
I'm starting tomorrow. I am.
The elliptical's been there for 8 weeks. John's been here for 8 weeks, and he's going to start tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Today's the first, John. Start today.
So that's my goal, is 13 pounds in 17 days.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripescast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen.